Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
I've been putting headphones on for almost 40 years, and I kind of forgot how to do it. So they go over your ears. General John Borling's here. Proud to call him a friend. We got a ton to get to. SOS America, obviously. The 4th of July coming up, obviously. Your new column, which is going to be all over America in a matter of minutes, which I think helps everybody. But you were in town last night speaking to a bunch of seed certifiers?
Well, you know, you get up early morning in Chicago and you look at people starting to come to work, the hundreds of thousands of millions that migrate in and out, and then you think about 330 million Americans, all of them out doing their own thing, and the kind of the moving spare parts that requires for America to work. Last night, it was the 100th anniversary of the Association of Official Seed Certifying Agencies, which had its beginning in Chicago in 1919.
So these are the people that if I get corn seed to plant corn.
Yeah.
They certify it that it's actually what I'm buying.
Right, and that it's been grown, verified, certified. Fun bunch, actually. Okay. They were hanging out in Princess Diana's suite at the Drake Hotel.
Very nice.
But so I spoke, the subject was Centennial Sense, seeding the next century.
Well done by the punster there at the seed certifiers.
Well, they didn't run me out in a rail, and it was fine. And this morning I find myself once again, thanks to you and your gang, on the Cochran Show.
Well, it can't hurt, right? The Third Degree is the new column, and again, if it's not in the Chicago Tribune soon, we'll make sure it gets there in the Sun-Times and other places.
It's Gatehouse Media now, and we're expanding it. You got to get four or five of them under your belt.
Yeah.
See if you got
Daily Herald.
If you got Sam. Not yet, but I've got an editorial meeting this afternoon. It's predicated on the fact that I trust you.
And
I trust the American people, but I'm so tired of getting half-baked opinion driven down my throat as fact. Or facts, or opinion masquerading as facts, or half-truths, that all we do is ask questions in a probing way.
You cause people to think.
Well, and hopefully act. So it's called the Third Degree.
Nationalism in America, the truth about it here. Again, none of this is partisan nonsense. This is just American.
None of it offers conclusion. It offers questions for you to answer, and the premise is that we all have confidence in one another as citizens and residents of this country, and should. We're a very rational and reasonable people. Yeah, we got people out on the fringes, and they're going to make a lot of noise, but in the end, we're a centrist people. We're people who want to be free to practice our freedoms so we don't infringe on the like freedoms of others or endanger the public safety. We've got respect for one another. We've got regard. And we just, a lot of us just want to be left alone.
The amazing thing about, and you and I have talked about this on and off the air, because I always bring it up, but that you are so upbeat and so positive and have such a great outlook, not just on life, but on this country. You, Senator McCain, all the others that served and spent all a time that you can't get back at the Hanoi Hilton, you have every right to be bitter. You have every right to be troubled.
No. You can't build negative.
But I'm just saying, it's a compliment. It's a compliment.
Well,
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Your decision process is also here. I have a sense you're working harder than ever, by the way.
Yeah, you know, there's a funny thing. If you read the last line of the decision process, we talk about what motivates it and et cetera, et cetera. And then I had to throw in something at the end. I said, is just ask your wife a verity of life.
right. And then you will be fine. And then you speak about service as well. So let's talk about SOS America. This is such a passion for you.
Oh, yes.
And I believe in it 110%. Tell people what it is.
It argues that the military is the most respected institution in America, but only 20% of American youth qualify for the all-volunteer force. So why don't we come up with a program that allows potentially the other 80% to have at least a year in the military in a small unit, mix ages, mix socioeconomic and educational backgrounds, mix ages. I mean, the 18-year-old is different than the 20 and the 25. It'll be the same bracket that Selective Service is, 18 to 25. We just met with the Selective Service leadership in Washington, and they're going to do common cause with them with respect to management of things. But in the end, it's a service program on demand and unless you're exempted, you're to be expected to give a year if you're a man. And this is a self-esteem.
This is non-combat.
It's going to be support for a year. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be tooth. It's going to be tail in terms of backing up the all-volunteer force.
But yet important duties.
Yes, and you're going to be eligible to work for federal agencies or state agencies if there's demand. And we're not going to force anything down anybody's throat. Women can volunteer. It's meant to be nation building in America. I keep using that term, and you, when we come on every month or so,
sure,
we talk about it. It's important stuff. We need to get national momentum. They can join at sosamerica.org, and you can join for, you know, just a few bucks.
I'm a member. Everybody ought to jump in.
Thank you.
And again, this is something that you were working on with the 535. Look, I want to be respectful, but it's hard for me at times when I see the kind of cowardice that exists in Congress. People need to stand up and understand the importance of so many things, but including this. So Godspeed, John Borling, in getting this done.
It's a steep hill in Washington, but we want to make this the national issue for the electoral cycle in 2020.
Yeah.
You know, the legislative season is over. The Congress is out. They're on vacation, and they're doing, you know, whatever they do for the, you know, they only meet about 120 days a year.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's and amazing. But there are good-intentioned people there, but they get captured by parties.
Mm-hmm.
And the factionalism, which is understandable, it's just a byproduct of the democracy or the republic we live in. But there's some independent thinkers there. They just got to get their spine stiffened, you know.
I find that of the 535, there is a significant portion who really are there to do the right thing and still are there to do the right thing and want to do the right thing. But it stands out now. You know how now good customer service is not the norm? It's the unusual thing. You go, well, you wouldn't believe how I was taken care of today. That used to be something you just expect. Well, we used to just expect that everybody in Washington was working on our behalf. Now, if somebody's working on our behalf, we go, whoa, we got that guy.
I just wish they'd go out and have drinks together.
Yes.
I mean,
you can disagree.
I'm serious.
I agree 100%. All right, 4th of July, what are the plans?
Well, I'm going to light myself on fire.
Whoa.
Again.
And shoot yourself into orbit.
No. Look, we've got a little summer cottage up in Michigan, and there's a sandbar about half, you know, about waist deep in water. And we go out there with shooting barges with Navy Pier kind of stuff. We used to do
big stuff.
Electronic, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6-inch mortars. And
of your nine lives, what one are you on now?
I don't know. But see, you got a guy with a light because it's dark, and we're out there with railroad flares, you know, and doing this stuff. And goggles and
and
you catch on fire because you're somewhat inside the cone of safety,
right?
And but luckily you're in the water,
so you
go underwater, or the guys brush you off, you know.
Yeah, we don't recommend this for others, by the way.
No. Well, it's it goes back to the getting out of prison and then getting out of the Air Force a few years ago, many years ago. I vowed that I would do a fireworks show on the lake. About 10,000 people come over.
Is that right?
And it's a great show. And thus far we've avoided official trips to the hospital
or to the police barracks.
Exactly. But so I'm not going to tell the people what lake it is.
Sounds like a few.
No, I'm actually. I've got ATF certification, so I'm legal. It's not something where.
Yeah, you can. Of course you are. You can badge it up, and 10,000 people's a lot. They're expecting you to put on a show.
They are. Yeah, I'm going to do it for 2 more years. I'm going to do it this year, and then next year, and then I'm going to pack it in after a quarter century.
You know, who does a great job with fireworks shows? I mean, all the communities do their fireworks shows, and they're all great. But out in Bolingbrook.
Really?
Yeah, Mayor Claire out in Bolingbrook puts on it just lights up the sky.
Is this Bolingbrook, Romeoville kind of thing, or is it just Bolingbrook?
I think it's just Bolingbrook. Yeah. Romeoville may be a part of it now. But
I'm doing something at White Swan Farm.
White Fence Farm?
White Fence Farm.
Yeah.
On the 3rd in the afternoon for Lambsfold Women's Center. Mm-hmm. They put on a musical program, and they got me speaking out there on the 3rd, about 11:30 in the morning.
Not singing and dancing?
That would tend to drive the crowd berserk. That's a good Norwegian.
Will you also light yourself on fire for that?
No, I'm not.
That's a totally different program.
They're going to have me say a few words and hopefully add to the program of celebrating Independence Day. I our national holidays, the Veterans Day and Memorial Days. You don't like Memorial Day, but you commemorate it. And
I've got
some Independence Day, yeah.
I've got something to tell you about your friend John McCain, too, in a second, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
It is 7:53. More General John Borling in a second.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
General John Borling's here. And at 7:58, time always flies too fast, but I want to make sure we get a couple of things in before we run out of time, including this. Your old friend John McCain is going to be honored, as his family is as well, this year's National 4th of July celebration. Organization called VoteVets.org has partnered with our friend Mark Doyle at Rags of Honor. And they're making, I don't know how many thousands of T-shirts that they're going to hand out to people on the mall in Washington.
Great deal. Yeah.
For the 4th of July ceremony celebrating McCain's family with the nickname of the Navy Destroyer, named after John McCain, his father and his grandfather. Big Bad John.
Well, couldn't be more appropriate.
Yeah,
couldn't
I think it's
be
great.
More appropriate, and he'd be proud of that. You know, a little swagger factor there. Yeah.
And the press release goes on to note, created in 2006, Votes Vets adds the backing of more than 600,000 veterans, and it goes on to say that we had a lot of policy battles with Senator McCain and fights even on issues of war, but we always respected his service and his sacrifice, and we're happy to present this as a way to remember the McCain family. So I think it's nice.
I think it's appropriate. Again, our national holidays give us a chance to go back to Mineral Earth and recognize what the important factors are that make us all march, continue to march. Yeah.
4th of July celebrates the signing of the Declaration of Independence and the beginning of this experiment of the United States of America. We've had good days, we've had bad days, but we've always thrived and survived. You've seen a lot. You'll still see a lot. So will I. What's your sense of optimism about where we're going?
I'm endlessly optimistic because I really believe in the resiliency of the American people and resiliency of us to make course corrections when we get off track, if
sure.
you will, or those who would try to push us off track for purposes of their own, even though they think they may be acting from altruistic
right.
motives. But we got a pretty good sense. Again, I come back to this notion about practicing our freedom so we don't mm-hmm. infringe on like freedoms of others and basically be left alone to let the invisible hand of our lives make it worthwhile, make it something that's important for our communities, make it important for our nation. So, yeah, I'm encouraged. I really am.
And by the way, I'm being told in my headphones, you can order those shirts as well if you want to buy them for your family, and I hope you do from the Rags of Honor website. And the money's going to go in large part to vets, for Vote Vets. And, of course, Mark Doyle does the homeless vets work as well. All right, one more time before we run out of time. SOS America. I want more people involved. You want more people involved. What do they do?
I want them to join. SOSAmerica.org. Please sign up. Please join. We're trying to create this movement, this Nation Building in America movement that advances the cause of city, state, and nation. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Great to see you, sir.
All right.
Great to see you. Say hi to the seed certifiers when you see them.
We're going to do that. Going back over there to have breakfast with them.
Say that seven times fast. General John Borling, thank you, my friend.